Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of February, 2020, Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a good morning this morning. And I want to talk this morning about the Lamb's Book of Life and those whose names are written therein. You know, people want to talk about everything other than the realities of the eternal destiny of God's creation. There is an eternal destiny for God's people. And in Revelation 13:8, we read, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Well, who are they talking about these people worshiping? Well, they're not worshiping the Lamb. They're worshiping Satan, aren't they? "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Revelation 21:27 tells us, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." So we see the contrast between those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life and those names who are not. Well, Revelation 20:15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Revelation 3:5 says, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Notice in Philippians 4:3, Paul is talking about fellow believers. He says, "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women whose labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life." Revelation 17:8, "The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." Well, this book of life that is referring to, this book of life, the book of life, "All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." So we can say then with all certainty that all of those whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life are worshiping the beast, Satan. Welcome aboard, Paul Nehemiah, Sally. This points to the absolute sovereignty of God. God is the one who decides whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's not your decision. It's not my decision. We can't write our own names in the book of life by our actions. God is the one who placed our names in his Lamb's book of life before he even created the world. This flies in the face of the humanistic doctrine of free will. Man wants to think that he's in control of his own destiny. He wants to think that he has been given all of the facilities, I guess is the word, facilities, to do whatever he needs to do to obtain salvation. But we do not control our own destiny. We do not control our own destiny. Welcome aboard, Troy Scarborough. But all of those names who were written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world will most certainly be in heaven. It's an unbreakable chain. So the question this morning is my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? How can we have the assurances? How can we have the assurance that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world? Well, there are many. There are many assurances that we have been given. Probably one of the greatest assurances that I received about 25 years ago was, I guess it was, it's really close to almost 29 years ago now, time continues to go on by, is found in the 6th chapter of John. Because, again, we're talking about an unbreakable chain of events. Starting with before the foundation of the world and going all the way through till we are at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I want to read this to you. I hope it has the same impact on you as it had upon me the first time that I read it. God's word is living, and it speaks to his people. It doesn't resonate with those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It resonates with those names who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Welcome aboard, Oscar Graves. Glad to have you with us this morning. I remember the first time I read this, and I've shared this many times on sermon audio and on the different platforms that I'm on. And I never get tired of sharing this, but I want to welcome aboard Kota Karunkumar, and the rest of you, all of you, know who you are with me this morning. I can't see you all on Facebook this morning because it's not showing me everyone, but I do appreciate everyone that has come on board, as well as those who we'll see this later on in the day. I want to welcome aboard Eva Indies, Manda Hyvan Jinx, Dorothy Adahimbo. I hope I said that right. Adahimbo, Eba Jabone, and Kota Karunkumar. I hope I didn't botch those too bad. And Troy Scarborough and Oscar Graves and Manda Hyvan Jinx, all of you. In John the 6th chapter, we read in the 35th verse, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. So see, Christ is showing the contrast between those who are believing and those who are not believing. those who are believing upon him and those who are not. What a contrast. He goes on in the 37th verse and says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. There is a correlation between those who've been given to Christ by the Father and those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. That may be hard for us to wrap our puny little minds around. But if we look at things chronologically, of course, eternity, there is no time in eternity. But for our puny little minds to think upon these things, we can look at it from the standpoint of creation. Our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if we are one of the believers in Christ, before we were born, before creation. But here we find that Christ says that all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Part of the Father giving us to Christ was writing our names in the Lamb's Book of Life before creation. That's a remarkable thing, isn't it? All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Have you come to Jesus Christ this morning? That's another great evidence. Because God is the one that causes us to come to him. God is the one that causes us to embrace his Son. God is the one who gives us faith, the faith of Jesus Christ to believe these things. That's another evidence for us that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. One of the reasons that Jesus Christ is not going to cast you out is because God the Father wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life and gave you to his Son. Verse 39, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, all of those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world, all of those which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. What assurance for us who believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God and died for our sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. What assurance. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Do you see the absolute inseparable connection between those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life and those who are given to Christ by the Father and those who come to Christ? He that believeth on me hath everlasting life, verse 47. He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Well, he says in the 63rd verse, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This inseparable connection to being born again by the Spirit of God and being names being written in the Lamb's Book of Life before creation, before the foundation of the world. He then says, there are some of you that believe not. He says, therefore said I unto you, verse 65, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Another way of saying that is that all of those whose names were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life are going to worship Satan. They're not going to believe on the everlasting, eternal Son of God. Let's look at Revelation 13:8 one more time. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. They're going to worship Satan. All whose names are not written in the Lamb, in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. But all of those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life are going to worship him, are going to trust in the merits of the perfect sacrifice of the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 20:15 says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Well, once our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it will not be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. It's an eternal decree by the Father. That is what eternal life is. That's what everlasting life is. It's an eternal work. It's everlasting work. And so, if you've ever been concerned, you know, we are told to make our calling election sure. And how do we do that? We make our calling election sure by studying the Word of God, to study to show ourselves approved a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth. We make our calling election sure by reading the inspired, inherent, infallible Word of God. And so when we read these things and we ask ourselves the question, is my name written there on the page bright and fair? The question I have for you this morning is, do you believe on the eternal Son of God? Do you believe his claims? Do you believe the scripture that we've just read in the sixth chapter of John, says, all that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out? Have you come to Christ? Has he made you willing in the day of his power to come to him? Did he deliver you out of your death and bring you to spiritual life in Jesus Christ? What are we told in Ephesians? What are we told in Ephesians? We're told a lot of wonderful things in the book of Ephesians, especially the first two chapters are just wonderful, wonderful examples of the Apostle Paul giving us assurance that our names are written in the book of the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world when he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. He's made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. But God, who's rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Great evidences given to us that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. May the good Lord be with you today, this Tuesday, in a special way, and let us give praise and honor and glory to one who died on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary and shed his precious blood for us. He had us in mind before the foundation of the world by writing his people's names in the Lamb's Book of Life. May God be with you this morning. It's my prayer. God bless.